been joined by Carol and Derek as well. Now, you are both from the Donkey Sanctuary. It's still called the Isle of Wight Donkey Sanctuary. I haven't changed the name or anything like that.
No,
still called that.
So how long have you guys been there?
I became a trustee in 2010, and virtually was going to leave by the end of 2011 because there wasn't a great deal of involvement, but since then things have changed phenomenally.
Okay, yeah. All for the good, I hope.
Oh, extremely for the good, yeah.
Okay, excellent. Yep. And Derek, how long have you been here?
I retired as a head teacher at the end of 2012, joined in 2013. It's the best thing I've ever done.
Okay, brilliant. So, you're here to talk about the Donkey Sanctuary. First of all, why did you get involved?
I used to bring my son to the sanctuary. I used to holiday over here. And I could see it was starting to struggle. There were just literally 100 donkeys in the field. And as a head teacher, we used to use a local donkey sanctuary with some of our children, particularly our autistic children, some of our deaf children, also some of our blind children. So I knew there were a huge number of areas that actually the donkeys here at the sanctuary could get involved in. I applied to become a trustee. Carol will tell you the rest of the story. I failed, and Carol will tell you the rest of the story.
How did he fail? What did he do wrong?
He failed because I could see that he would make an excellent, excellent charity manager, and that's where I thought he ought to be. So,
brilliant.
At that stage, we couldn't afford a charity manager because the palace was almost bankrupt. Derek volunteered to become a charity manager and worked as a volunteer for a year doing that job.
Wow, how wonderful. And so you've been doing it ever since. And you obviously got a real buzz from it.
Yeah.
And you've got 100... Have you still got about 100 donkeys?
94 donkeys, 26 horses and ponies.
Wow. And you must see a lot of youngsters coming in there and getting a lot of enjoyment.
Yeah, they do. And we always say now, don't we? We do five things. If you think of four hooves and a tail of a donkey, we look after the animal, health and welfare of the animals, first of all. And we've got some animals who, you know, getting extended treatment. You know, they come to us in all kinds of different conditions, with two or three who are, you know, being treated for tumours at the moment. The second thing is we're a visitor attraction. We're really proud of being a visitor attraction. You know, we've now got a cafe, we engage with people, do donkey walking, donkey grooming, all those sorts of things. Thirdly, we do run lots of programmes for schools now. We call it Classroom in a Stable, and we've got island schools and mainland schools who get involved on half-day and full-day programmes, which is brilliant, including national curriculum work. We take donkeys here, there and everywhere to support island events because it's the island sanctuary. It's our community, and we love the donkeys being involved with other people's events. And finally, I have to say it was something we almost stumbled into now. We call it donkey therapy. We bought ourselves some horse transport, and from day one we were called by Alzheimer's centres, old people's homes, special centres, disability centres, people with strokes, who just find calmness, solace and enjoyment through being with the animals. And so we do all that kind of work as well. And it is the most humbling thing that you could ever do.
How wonderful. It sounds like I can visualise, I can picture it straight away when you call it therapy. But, you know, there are so many people on the island that have, you know, additional needs and so on and so forth. So how does it work? How do they suddenly feel like they come out of themselves and you know, they're totally different in that environment?
Perhaps the best way I can explain it to you is give you a couple of examples. We were the very first Alzheimer's centre we went to. It was some great friends of ours now over in Benbridge. We're going again in a few weeks. We took two donkeys, Scott and Oliver, who were best friends. We didn't really know what to expect. We took them round to the back garden of this beautiful centre. They promptly ate the entire clematis bordering the garden. The local residents came out with their carers, and on that day there were family of those residents were there as well. And they went up to the donkeys, they cuddled them, they stroked them, and it began to relieve triggers in their mind about happy memories of things that they'd done when they were younger. It gave them a sense of something to look forward to. And their children, their sons and daughters who were there, said, "You just need to know how, you may not know this, but our mums and dads are really happy doing this. This is lovely." Yeah, all we'd done was take the donkeys. Of course, the donkeys love it. They love the affection.
Yeah, I can imagine.
We now, it's not an exaggeration to say that there are lots of weeks now where we are going to various centres to do exactly that.
Wonderful.
We're out in Ryde on Wednesday and Wednesday afternoon at a centre, and you know, we're happy to do that.
So what's the support like from islanders? I would imagine it's fairly good, isn't it?
It's absolutely phenomenal. From day one, when we announced that we were in dire need of funds, etc., And the islanders came along. They supported us from that right up through the last 2 or 3 years until yesterday was a lovely example. We had a fun dog show, and I would say everybody who was there was an islander. We had 257 entrants.
Wow.
The place was absolutely rammed. It took us completely by surprise. We hadn't expected that amount of support at all. But no, the islanders have been terrific. I can't say enough about them.
I would imagine there's a lot of people now coming down to the island, and it's on their to-do list to visit.
It is, and it never was. Even down to coaches that come to the island, it was never on a coach tour visit at all. Derek's done a lot of work leafleting coaches, getting people to know about the sanctuary, and we are on many coaches' lists now.
Brilliant.
Not overrun. We have maximum of about 3 a day sometimes. Derek had a great idea last year that he wanted to make 100 coaches. Well, we're sort of well over that during this season, and I think we're probably up to about 30 already this season.
Yeah, and it's great for the island, because actually coach drivers now realising there is more to the island than, no disrespect, but the Needles, Osborne House, and a couple of other places. There are lots of wonderful things on this island.
Sure.
And the coach drivers have been brilliant. They're opening their eyes and seeing all the other things there are to do. And it's great we have people and coaches that come to us.
And what's lovely about it is that it helps young people, it helps old people, it helps all sorts of people with all sorts of problems.
Yeah.
And that's a lovely thing where you can get involved with that. So I can understand, you know, the buzz that you get from that. We were, you know, doing similar sort of things here with the radio, getting youngsters in and giving them a chance to be on air and you know, communicate and build their confidence levels. And you wanted to call it something therapy. What was the therapy you wanted?
We didn't coin the phrase. It was other people who said it's like donkey therapy,
donkey,
and we said
therapy.
That's fine.
See, we wanted to use the term, well, I came up with the idea of radio therapy, but obviously there is another side to that, and you think, well, people might misunderstand the point. But so we're going to have to go back to the drawing board and think of another
radio thing.
Therapy radio. That's a good idea. I can see why you're on board. I can see why you're a trustee.
I am a trustee.
And you're not a trustee, because
I didn't get that gig.
So what's for the future? What's happening this year? What have you got planned? You must have a lot of events that are coming up.
We've got our main fundraising event is on Bank Holiday Sunday, if you like, that May Day weekend on Sunday May the 1st. It's our open day, and we have a ring. We have entertainment in the ring. We've got Raw Samba there. Vectis Corps of drums are coming. We've got a gun dog display, Victorian fun fair, and then we've got lots of animal and environmental stores. So we've got the Isle of Wight Red Squirrel Group are there, the Hampshire and Isle of Wight Trust are there, showing people all the kinds of things that, again, the island should be proud of. And of course, we've got a few market stores. So that's a big fundraising day on May the 1st. And then we have little events that we've been running all spring. On the 23rd of April, it's St George's Day, as we all know.
Yeah.
And we have a donkey called George. And having celebrated our Irish donkeys on St Patrick's Day and our Welsh donkeys on St David's Day, we're celebrating St George's Day with George the Donkey.
Oh, brilliant.
So we'll have lots of things going on then. And one of the really appealing things that we're on the first Sunday in June, we've got our animal blessing ceremony. And Keith Adlam, the vicar of Wroxall, comes along, conducts a service in our picnic area, and people bring their pets, our donkeys get blessed, our newborn lambs that are on site get blessed, and people bring their pets. We at the local primary school band play, and it's just a lovely, lovely event.
That sounds like a rip-off of The Vicar of Dibley.
Everybody says that.
They did do an episode, didn't they?
Yeah, they copied us.
What about drums and horses? You've got the core of drums there. Do they get on?
The donkeys love the music.
Absolutely love it. As soon as they hear music, their heads are up and they're over the fence looking to see what's going on.
Yeah. And the interesting thing about that open day is these are all community organisations. Obviously, the funds go to the donkeys, but actually, the donkeys are... We have an adoption donkey display. All the donkeys are out in their paddocks meeting the public, and, you know, this event goes on alongside and as a part of the donkeys. They aren't sort of locked away while we put on mute. It's not like that at all. They are an absolute integral part of the day. Donkey grooming, donkey walking will be taking part that day. And it's part of a thank you that we put on this event to our supporters who come and enjoy it.
Brilliant. It's good to see you again, Derek, and it's great to meet you, Carol. Is there a website we can find out more details and maybe help?
Yes, there certainly is. It is www.iowdonkeysanctuary.org, and you can email us at info@iowdonkeysanctuary.org.
Okay, just do that again and maybe add in a telephone number if there is.
Yeah, one. Telephone number, always contact the office, 01983 852 693. Go on our Facebook page, which we're equally proud of. It's our first go at social media. So it's www.iowdonkeysanctuary.org and info@iowdonkeysanctuary.org.
Okay, thanks, Derek. Thanks, Carol.
Thank you.
Good
Thank
luck.
You.
Thank you. Back out in the rain with you.